keep you well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back, and we have Mark Affney. Mark has been on many times over the last number of months, and he's doing some amazing research. He's actually taken ancient temples and the alignment of their temple structures to actually determine the position of the North Pole. And we're not talking about the North Magnetic Pole. We're talking about the North Rotational Pole of the actual axis of the Earth. Now, in ancient times, the axis of the Earth was pointing to our star called Alpha Draconis, the Dragon Star. And, of course, people have to understand that the dragons actually were the ancient Naga of Oceania, the Dagon of the Middle East, and the Chitahuri of South Africa. These are the ancient highest level transdimensional or transgalactic and cosmic beings in our local spiral galaxy that were, if you call it, the authors of the ancient Druidic culture that actually controlled our high level Masons and our world government under the Druidic Council of 13. Well, people have to understand that the crust of the Earth periodically moves. It's called a lithospheric disjunction. And in fact, I took care of John Fiala and his friend Phil Schneider that were tunneling for Bechdel Corporation, the underground cities, and their favorite place to actually build underground cities every 7 weeks, 25 years ago when I actually got in contact with these guys, was every 7 weeks they'd build an underground city in a dormant magma dome 4 to 12 cubic miles in size. Then they would also, if they didn't do that, they would make a matrix city by drilling it 7 to 8 miles, 9 miles per day through various types of material up to 120 feet across diameter and creating a zero-degree tunnel and have a tri-radiate track for unidirectional maglev trains with putting fiber optic cables in the ceiling. And people should understand that the technology, they broke into a place in New Mexico back many years ago, and they actually found tunnels that basically were virtually identical to what we have, but they were aged them to between 300,000 and 500,000 years old. So the world and these ancient places underground aren't just houses for dumb places for world globalists and you know, people have their Willy Wonka chocolate factory ticket. They're for alien beings from other worlds that are actually inhabiting inside the Earth, and they've been here for eons. This is nothing new. People need to understand that this sounds pretty damn weird, but the next major event that's going to terminate the New World Order is the lithospheric disjunction. And we can see it with the massive increase in earthquakes and volcanoes around the world. And when that happens, the crust will move over a period of like several months. And the crust can move anywhere from 12 to 1,600 miles like it's done in the past. And you've documented that. Eventually, you'll probably move together. We'll do more videos, but we will document and put it together as a book to explain this to people. But the movement of the ancient temple lines and where, for example, they converged on South Baffin Island years ago, I think the north rotational pole now is somewhere in Siberia. Is that correct?
Rotational pole, well, that would have to be at the North Pole, wouldn't it? North-South Pole axis.
Well, actually, rotational North Pole, I think, is in Siberia. I know that there's two magnetic North Poles. They're in Siberia. There's two South Magnetic Poles, and there's also a geomagnetic anomaly in the geomagnetosphere, where there's a giant hole to protect no radiation from incoming cosmic rays and zeta particles, etc., about 1,000 miles across the Limbus or the South Atlantic Ocean near Antarctica. And that hole is, when you go 22,000 miles, where the first three layers of the Van Allen radiation belt is five times the diameter of Earth. Now, this is classified information you're not going to find elsewhere, but the modern scientists and our space people in the United States government and other governments know. We also have an international space fleet that Gary McKinnon, the little Asperger kid 20 years ago, hacked into the naval list. And people have to understand that we've lied. We've made the science programs go dark, especially under Barack Obama. And, in fact, we have been back to Mars and have a colony in there since 1982. We've been on the moon even 5 to 6 years before even the Eagle landed with their little Masonic ceremony on the surface of the moon. We've been mining helium-3, and we could have tokamak fusion reactors, but we don't. The Chinese know we're lying, and in fact, they assigned 3,500 scientists 5 years ago to try to do it. And the Chinese, by the way, have their own space missions and are on the dark side of the moon now with rovers. They're going to soon arrive there and actually start mining in the next probably 6 months to a year. They don't give a damn about us lying about this because they know enough from their intel hacks, or we just gave them. They're just going to proceed with making fusion reactors. So we have to understand that there's all kinds of layers of garbage going on. Our government and the global intel agencies are trying to rule the world through the matrix and through lies, But it's not just humans. It's non-human entities running our world, not only externally as actual physical beings, but also avataring our world leaders like possession. They're avataring our world leaders like their little video game. And if you think that possession, like in the Bible, doesn't occur now, you're not playing with a full deck, because it is. And the crustal move, of course, that occurs along with Earth changes is going to terminate the New World Order, because when the next crustal slip happens, it will terminate the internet and space-based satellite links, and that's the backbone of the New World Order, being able to digitally control you, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
So I want you to explain why this is so important, the research you've done.
Why don't we talk about those images I sent you, Doc?
Yeah, I want you to get into that. I want you to understand the basis of why that's so important, because it's not just a peripheral thing, like, oh, that's kind of interesting. No, it's not. It's vital. This is this vital change that's going to happen. I don't know when it'll be. In fact, God shielded from me from knowing whether it's now or 10 years from now or whatever. But when it happens, it's going to terminate the New World Order, and it's going to be a terminating thing from the globalists that are planning lots of very nasty things for the human race. And it could happen real soon or later. I don't know. God, he shielded me from even knowing. But I can tell you, it's coming, isn't it?
Well, I've documented, I think there have been 4 or 5 of these events in the last 100,000 years, so they happen fairly frequently.
Right. Yeah.
And we have Nazca lines pointing to, aligned with at least 3 of these pole positions, and these are known. They're incredibly accurate. In fact, there's a lot of variation in accuracy in the ancient temples. Some of them are more accurate, some less, but these Nazca lines appear to be consistently very accurate.
And by the way, the Nazca lines are over a very long period of time, so they line up with multiple rotational pole changes, didn't they? So basically, these are like...
That is possible. I can't prove it, but it could very well be the case, yes.
Right. Now, Dr. McCanny, actually one of our scientists we've had on the show over the years, thinks that they are kind of a radionic antenna system. I think they're a way of actually mapping out the actual structure and function of the Earth, because the ley lines and the structure of the Earth in terms of its holographic structure is important for alien beings coming here, especially at FTL, faster than light speed. And people have to understand that the invasion of Earth is on multiple levels. It's a physical invasion. That's why there's tons of vehicles. If you have certain types of observational infrared telescopy, you can see them. In fact, I was up at a conference about 6-7 years ago in L.A., and they showed me through the technology, and there's so much traffic, you think you're watching an L.A. freeway up in the sky. It was ridiculous. And we have to understand, a lot of that's our stuff. I mean, they don't want to talk, oh, there's a such and such thing over Kansas, whatever. A lot of that's our stuff, but a percentage is not. Please continue.
Are you talking about interdimensional craft?
Interdimensional is intergalactic flights and beings, and things fly faster than light, opening up wormholes. In fact, I put out a video called talking about GRACE, etc., that I did over the weekend, and it explains about how the Hadron Project in Europe now is actually one of their major parts of the project, is to map both the wormholes and the faster-than-light wormholes connecting different parts of the galaxy. These are like natural highways in the galaxy to travel at faster-than-light speed in any direction. These are naturally superhighways in the sky, in other words. And they're mapping it out with the Hadron Project. Did you know that? Interesting, eh? So let's go over your diagrams here, because I think it's important people kind of grasp this. You didn't. So I don't know how you got curious enough to even find this in the first place, but let's go through it all.
Well, I have to hand some credit to Mark Carlotto. His insight that 2 of those Nazca lines were pointing to the former pole positions in the Bering Sea and the other one in the Norway Sea was just a stroke of genius. And some of his other work is not as good, but I have to give him credit for that. That was quite an insight. So
right.
I have been going, I have carried on with this and have been looking at these Nazca lines and found two more of them line up with 2 of the other pole positions. So
in other words, the Nazca lines must be over a very long period of time, like tens or twenties of thousands of years. So it has to be over multiple pole position changes, too, right, over a long period of time.
Well, let's just take some examples. The one in the Bering Sea is consistent with the last the Eemian the interglacial event. That was the warming event when the where the highest sea level of any time in the Pleistocene. And
is that what 100,000 years ago?
That's 120,000 years ago, Doc.
Right. So that's, in other words, the Nazca lines go back long before even we call ancient cavemen. People have to understand that the real history of mankind on Earth and off Earth is far different than what we think, isn't it?
Oh, we're just scratching the surface. We're just like at the crawling stage in terms of understanding our own history. Everything we've been told and taught is wrong.
Right. Please continue, because the Nazca lines are actually lining up accurately with multiple pole positions over the last 120,000 years. Okay, what are the other two major time periods that are shown up in the Nazca lines?
There's another pole position off the coast of Norway, and I believe this one was the pole position at the time of the European Ice Age. Now, this data that I'm investigating is at odds with the present climate model, because they are assuming a general cooling over the entire planet to explain the ice cap over North America, and they assume that the ice cap over Europe occurred at the same time. But I don't believe that. I believe these were successional. They were not simultaneous. So we had a pole position 200 miles off the Norway coast. I believe that was the North Pole at the time of the European Ice Age. And I believe that happened around somewhere between 75,000 and 50,000 years before present. And then we had the Laurentian ice sheet, North America. That was like 25,000 to 15,000 years before present.
Right. And by the way, that times up also with the Black Knight satellite, which is in polar orbit, five times the size of the International Space Station. And it was located out at the Velen Radiation Belt, 22,000 miles out. And the guys at Space Command told me about this in great detail, a lot more information than I'm going to talk about today. But people need to understand the real history of Earth and our civilization and humans is far different than the BS that you're hearing from the churches, the government, or the so-called scientists and universities. It's all lies, isn't it?
The other data set that's very interesting that dovetails with the Nazca lines and the pole positions is the work that's been done in the caves in England and Europe. These cave deposits that they first began to explore them in the 1700s, really got going in the 1800s, and this has continued. This work has continued. They were really surprised because they found remains of two completely different types of mammals. You know, you had the Arctic mammals, the ones that live up in the far north, but you also had the bones of hippopotamus and other animals that live in the southern latitudes. So how did they explain this? Well, they couldn't explain it. And now these
You're talking about up in places like Alaska or Baffin Island, in other words.
I'm talking about the cave deposits are actually in England and Europe.
Right. So in other words, these cave deposits are talking about animals that are usually in South Africa, but they're found in England.
Well, the spotted hyena lives all over Africa, and it was present in England, and you had the hippopotamus. That's an African species, so you had to be at least a subtropical climate there. So how do you explain that? Well, they have not been able to explain it. And the answer is that these different faunal groups correlate with different pole positions. So you had the Bering Sea position actually places England at a subtropical climate, in a subtropical latitude.
Well, let me insert a couple of factoids. You know that the map maker's name is Americo Vespasi, who gave the maps to Columbus. He actually had a source of his maps that go back to Alexandria that were transferred to the Vatican several thousand years ago. Those Alexandria maps came from Atlantis. Now, when Sir Francis Bacon, with an IQ over 200, which is a wizard, the illegitimate son of Queen Elizabeth I, he wrote a document called the Voynich Document about the New Atlantis. The New Atlantis is North America. That's us, okay? We are the New Atlantis. What people have to understand, these ancient peoples had all kinds of technology, including not only energy technology and transmissions of the air, not power lines, but also genetic engineering and so on, and space travel. And we have to understand that the ancient world is considerably different than what we think. For example, Mars had a human population on tens of thousands of years ago, and it was destroyed in an ancient galactic war, and there was a planet between Mars and Jupiter that was turned into the asteroid belt. People need to know this. Now, every intel agency on the planet uses remote viewers to actually identify facts they try to verify with science and other things. Did you know that? And these ancient remote viewers see exactly what you're talking about, that there's earth changes and that the human race is far older than what we think. And that we may not even originate on Earth. I'm not going to say specifically, but there's a good deal of evidence. For example, we've got 23 genes that are called alien DNA in humans, and we have an eccentric DNA centromere that's not like any other arthropod or so-called great ape. We are not related to the great apes. We are completely genetically distinct in every possible way. People don't know that, do they? They think somehow we're connected to, you know, monkeys and apes. No, we're not. Now, the genesis of human race beings and the upgraded human beings is not aliens, as the Vatican's trying to say. But people need to understand that, okay? Okay, we're going to break now. I talked to Reed through that in there. So I want you to get back to this because I want people to understand that the real history is completely different than the BS we're being told, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah. Oh, it looks like we're going live now. I didn't hear the bumper. It was turned off. Okay, we're going live again. I thought we were live because I couldn't hear the bumper. I thought we were across the timeline, but we're going live now. So, Mark, let's go over the Norway pole position. It was how many years ago again?
That would be 75,000 to 50,000 years before present.
Right. Now, you have to understand these things are often... Let me mention a couple of solar and galactic things. And this is classified research. They worked in North Bay, Ontario to reproduce with a technology... the torsion fields of the Earth's magnetosphere, and they actually use a deep zinc mine. Zinc mines are the deepest mines in the world. You know that, right? And the zinc mine in North Bay, Ontario, is one of the deepest mines on the planet, so they actually were able to reproduce the torsion fields of the Earth using a matter of rotating radioisotopes around a mid-geomagnetic central core. Now, what people have to understand is the primary thing triggering off major Earth change is actually sun. And when the sun has an explosion called coronal mass ejection, the first energy wave that hits us is not a light or zeta particles or other types of charged particles. It's actually a gravity wave. And when a strong gravity wave, it's like hitting something in the jig, in a carpenter's jig, it causes the crust to move. And it can move actually for a period of time. So it releases a lot of the energy stored up in the rocks, but that crust doesn't just move like one little fault zone. It can move an entire continent. So the entire continents of the world were actually moved, so even the position of Antarctica was not as its position. In fact, there's a place off of the coast of Antarctica that still has under the ice shelf ancient tropical plants. The ancient maps that actually were passed by Amerigo Vespasi that did the same maps that were given to Columbus shows Antarctica not at the position of the South Pole, but at a position away from the South Pole. So it actually had an ancient population on it, even ancient temples. In fact, that's the reason why Adolf Hitler, of course, who was a leader of Nazi Germany, but also was a wizard. He was actually a member of the Thule Occult Society. And what people have to understand, their ancient maps they had tried to go to a place they called Neuschwabenland. And they understood this to some extent, the Nazis did. And by the way, their intel agencies, along with their space programs, were transplanted to America. So, in a sense, although they lost a military part of the Second World War, their intel agencies actually took over our intel agencies, and the NSA, CIA, and the World Projects to bring all the intel agencies together is completely Nazi and occultic and Thule society. People don't know that, do they? Right?
Well, we're on the threshold of a whole new kind of world, Doctor.
Right. So I want you to go over the details of this Norway pole position because it's important. And, of course, the last one caused the collapse of the ancient society of Atlantis, too, didn't it?
Well, one of the shocking things is that these ancient sites, and there's this particular pole position in the North Sea, we have four different alignments,
right.
Four different ancient sites, three of them in Peru, including one of the Nazca lines, and then another one in Yucatan, that's Chichen Itza, which tells us that this site in the ancestors of the Mayans were there in Yucatan, and this had to be like 60,000, 70,000 years ago.
Oh yeah, well there's a pre We talked about this with L.A. Marzulli. We'll be back on Friday the 22nd. And the mound builders all over North America and Europe, people have to understand, they built mounds that are like the ancient temples that moved enormous amounts of soil. And it obviously wasn't just using human technology and camels or whatever. And a lot of these were like 75 to 100,000 years ago, long before the native people crossed the Bering Strait to North America. And the natives say, look, we didn't build these mounds. They know that they preexisted before them. So there were ancient peoples who were destroyed by galactic and solar events that destroyed the entire populations. So please continue.
Well, that's the question, you know. There had to be a cataclysm. When you move the Earth's crust 1,600 miles, and that is the degree of movement we had the last time this thing moved from the pole position on Baffin Island to the present position, the distance
right.
between there is 1,657 miles.
Right.
And it turns out that is exactly the same distance that the mollusks migrated up the coast of South America, 1,650-some miles.
Right. They moved from what a more distal or southern position to a more northern position, right?
Well, they were moving back to get to the proper water temperature that they need for
right.
to
for survival.
You know,
yeah,
very
exactly.
temperature dependent.
Exactly. So, in other words, it shows that their ecology was basically tied directly to the rotational and the temperature gradients of the planet. Okay.
And there was
why is this important?
Coincidence, Doc.
It's not coincidence. It's all science. Okay. Now, problem is, mankind, at least modern mankind, doesn't have an ancient history that precedes that. Now, I agree that Adam and Eve were here 7,000 years ago. Remember, Adam and Eve were, if you want to call, superhumans. But there was a pre-Adamic man in the Valley of Nod, and so people have to understand that pre-man was here for a very long period of time. The tunnels that were estimated by John Fiala and Phil Schneider in New Mexico were actually between 300,000 and 500,000 years old. The ancient monuments that were discovered on Mars when we actually did our research and sent space vehicles to Mars in the 70s and early 80s before we actually established a colony there are going back up to 500,000 years. People have to know that the human race has been around a long time. We're not just recent graduates on Earth in the last 7,000 years, are we?
Well, Doctor, I'm curious. How did they date that site on Mars? How do they know it was that old?
Radioisotope dating is how they did it, basically, which is very accurate.
Well, they're getting better at it. I mean, what I've been reviewing the data on these cave deposits in England. It turns out you get a much better date on a stalagmite in a cave than you would get out of from a fossil dug just out of a cemetery deposit.
Exactly. And the thing is, the ratio of isotopes, when you're talking about radioactive decay and so on, is a very accurate way of dating. And neutron spectroscopy, I have a background in nuclear physics, okay? So what people have to understand, a lot of this is classified, and even in the universities where you learn parts of it, you only get the complete story if you belong to a classified program in one of the governments around the world, especially the U.S. government. People have to understand that you're not allowed to get access to the information and science unless you're in a specific division of a classified agency, whether it's British MI6 or U.S., you know, NSA-linked programs or special universities that have sub-programs that are tied to the international intel agencies, which is Project Omega. And by the way, we're all connected at the top. Although we think we have different governments that are disconnected from Russia and China and so on, and there's the dialectic of war and in trade wars and so on, at the top, the human race is completely connected, and we're also not only managed by humans, but by non-human intelligences. People don't know this, do they?
Well, they keep us ignorant. They keep us dumbed down, demoralized.
They don't keep me dumbed down. I know everything. I don't know some of it. And people say, that's crazy, Diego. How do you know all this stuff? I said, God's put me through hell to know stuff in firsthand in classified agencies and also other access to information, including my intel agencies. I call it the sewer net, and then supernaturally. And when they all converge and say the same thing, because what you're talking about in science here, that fits with what I found out when I worked taking care of employees at Space Command. Okay, Schriever Air Force Base. So people have to understand, this is not a theory, this is a fact. And we don't know everything, but I'm pretty close. I mean, I know most of the major things you need to know, that the human race is a lot older. Yes, then God's intervening. Yes, we have a galaxy that, in fact, if you take the Drake equation, over the last billion years, there's 100 million civilization rose at or above our level. Did you know that? Just taking the Drake equation. Just our little tiny spiral galaxy And there's more galaxy in our known cosmos than grains of sand on every beach in the world, in the universe, in our world. So you have to understand the fact that we have hyperintelligences that can hack into consciousness or DNA or travel at faster than light speed. It's kind of ridiculous that we don't understand that. We're like barely getting out of the crib of civilization, and we're actually probably the survivors of an ancient galactic war where much of the human race was extinguished on other planets or asteroids or wherever we were in prior times. So if I was able to put everything together into a miniseries, it would be much more riveting than the Trilogy of the Ring or Star Wars. It would be much more riveting. In fact, I'm talking to one of my friends in Intel, Frank Gregory Ford, about releasing his information along with others that I have and actually making a miniseries that you can convert to movie, because people may believe it when you actually use comedy or the word picture of movies to explain the nature of the universe, which transcends, which fits in with, by the way, the Bible, and with the nature of what we are as beings, but it also fits in with the nature of our very busy universe. Our universe is not an empty place where we're the only human beings, the only intelligent creature. It's stupid to think that, isn't it? Or that there's not galactic and solar and cosmic changes that will cause catastrophe, right? So, you know, our civilization has not exactly always done well. I mean, we've had ancient galactic catastrophes. For example, even the people in Doggerland, and I want you to comment on this. Doggerland's a connection which, before the last ice age, connected Scotland and England with Norway. It's only when the water levels dropped that we actually had a giant strait, and that's where some of the places connecting across the White Cliffs of Dover with France are actually pretty damn shallow. That's why it's easy to actually make the tunnel. The tunnel is actually through a period of rock and so on. It's actually relatively shallow to build the tunnel between Great Britain and France. People don't know this, do they? Right? So, Mark, you're still there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Why don't we talk about these pole positions during the time of that land bridge, okay?
Because yes, let's do that, because, you see, people don't realize this is much of the modern history of what the people of Great Britain are genetically, and the Norwegians and the Vikings and all the people that lived in the area, including, by the way, the Russians, I come to the red-haired Eastern Vikings that lived in the eastern parts of Europe. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, we had a land bridge that was in place there for tens of thousands of years, probably from around 50,000 years until the start of the Holocene about 10,000 years ago. And that period embraced, there were two different pole positions. One, the first one on North Greenland, and the second one on Baffin Island. And there was a pole a crustal shift that moved the pole from North Greenland to Baffin Island. But it's curious, just by coincidence, that puts England at the same latitude. So we had the same faunal group in England over both of those during this entire period with two different pole positions. There was no change in the fauna because the climate remained the same in England because the latitude did not change.
Yeah, which is why they had a pretty large population. A lot of them were, if you want, annihilated by the pole changes when all of a sudden the land bridge disappeared. And literally the land disappeared under the water, didn't it?
That happened in the start of the Holocene, yeah. It was flooded.
Right. And by the way, right now in the future, I can tell you this from remote viewing myself from things that I've seen, North America, when the pole transition happens, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to move North America at least 1,200 miles south. The equator will pass through Havana, Cuba, and much of the northeast around the areas of New England and areas of the Atlantic provinces is going to rise. And much of places like California will become peninsulas and islands. It's not going to disappear. It's not going to go under the water. But a lot of the structure of America, including the so-called major waterways running from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico, there's going to be major waterways that will be over 100 miles across. People need to understand there's going to be a lot of Earth changes occur, and the positions of the continents and the positions of the growth zones for population and for growing food are going to change dramatically when that happens, aren't they?
Well, this has happened before, and I think this is why, if you go back in time, this is why humans created Stonehenge and these other circles, these hen circles, so that they could recalibrate their calendars to know when to plant food.
Exactly. Planning your food is very important. Right now, the banks are trying to shut it down. This last few weeks, they actually shut down the banks, and that's why their fries are in South America and elsewhere, because they don't want people to have the money to plant crops.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. And as much as even the climate changes will cause disaster, we're more likely to survive it than we are in the New World Order. So, just to crystallize, these positions of these different planetary alignments, catalogs over the last 120,000 years, at least 3 major alignments. And even the people that were living in Norway across the land bridge until the Holocene period, 10,800 years ago, where the water levels rose and destroyed their lands, we're heading toward another pole shift. I'm not going to tell you because God's not even permitting me to know when it's going to happen, but I can tell you the increased volcanism measured all over the world, including along the fault zone of that line that runs the whole Pacific Hot Line around the Pacific Ocean, it's increasing dramatically. So we're going to have an event happen in the future. It could be a decade away or decades. But what's going to happen is that Earth change will change the New World Order. It might kill a lot of people, but we're actually more likely to survive than survive the New World Order. That's how bad the New World Order is in terms of terminating the population of Earth. Interesting, eh? So let's go over some of these details, Mark. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we were talking about the land bridge between England and Europe. It turns out that during this period of we had England was the outpost, the western outpost of a steppe ecosystem that extended all the way across Europe and Asia to Alaska, where you had these gigantic herds of, we're talking about millions, herds of animals, millions of them, of mammoths, woolly rhinoceros, horse, and other megafauna, all of which is now gone extinct. So we had a huge event that happened, or several events that ended up in the extinction of these herds. This was an incredibly productive ecosystem. I call it the Siberian Serengeti.
Isn't that funny? That's funny. Well, here's the other thing. A friend of mine actually went to high school with, actually traveled with the Baffin Institute and the people of Woodsville, Massachusetts, to Baffin Island. And they actually exhumed a tusk of a giant woolly mammoth. And do you know how big the tusk was? Just wanted you to make a guess how big it was.
Well, I've heard that some of them are 12 feet long or longer.
26 feet. And they actually made the mass from the size of the tusk. The woolly mammoth at the time was six times the mass of the largest bull African elephant. Whoa. And the animal, by the way, when they exhumed the tusks, and this is what the French have discovered up in the Arctic Circle in Siberia and some of the Russians, when these events happened, they actually froze these animals like the atmosphere caused an inversion like the movie The Day After Tomorrow, and the temperature dropped 200 degrees or more like liquid nitrogen, and flash froze these animals at 200 degrees, so not only was the food in their mouths, but the animal flesh was still edible up to, I think, 15 or 20 years ago, when they served steaks of woolly mammoth that were frozen in the last what's called tropospheric inversion in the upper atmosphere that died between 10 and 20,000 years ago. They were actually flash frozen and still edible after that period of time. Is that wild? They were in the permafrost.
Well, this is a mystery that mainstream science and archaeology have not been able to explain how these gigantic animals were preserved in such a perfect state. They had to be frozen very quickly because these large animals actually, in a normal circumstance, if they die, they retain their inner heat for a very long time.
Well, for many hours or days.
You get breakdown of the tissue.
Yeah, they were actually flash frozen liquid nitrogen, like dropping the whole animal in a liquid nitrogen bath. And the movie The Day After Tomorrow talked about this. He called it the tropospheric inversion. I know how they do it. In fact, we have weaponized the atmosphere. We have tropospheric inversion weapons we can do over our entire continent if we want, so the Russians. So they can actually cause a superstorm, or we call a hurricane, we can call them called a hemicane that can occur on the land. And we can actually drop a temperature 200 degrees over a town or city right now. We can trigger off earthquakes and volcanoes like we did to a giant underground settlement that was set up for the Chinese in western China about 5-6 years ago. And we killed at least a third of a million people, including over 80,000 Chinese children. People don't know this really happened. They don't understand that the science for what's going on and the earth changes that's going on, and there's a convergence in the future. And the New World Order is totally dependent on the Internet. That's why they're pushing 5G network and now 6G and satellites, and the intel agencies are moving to AI, which even Putin's talking against in the last weekend. People need to realize that all these things are converging to one area. They want to enslave the human race because they know where our destiny is. And we talk about the spiritual destiny, which we will have Ken back on tomorrow, Ken Klein. But people have to understand the human race is much more ancient than people think. Much more ancient. And the galactic and Earth changes have caused major collapses of the population and Earth changes that have killed a lot of our ancestors and if you want to call para-ancestors, a long time ago. They didn't survive. Right?
Well, what's curious to me, Doctor, is that I agree that civilizations have disappeared, but this high civilization in the southern Andes appears to have been present over a very long time frame, and they were mapping out and these different Earth changes on the surface of the Altiplano, yeah. These straight lines. So they were following these events over a very long time frame.
Yeah, and by the way, you have to understand the technology to even build the temple, the pyramids in Egypt can't be done by humans even today. These were built by alien beings from other worlds. They're not built by humans. We can't do it. They had some of these fools that are trying to kind of push the agenda. Oh, the ancient Egyptians could build the temples. No, they couldn't. We can't do it today. We have to understand many of these underground tunnels. We've had Jonathan Gray on. In fact, he was on just last week. He can go to beforeus.com, and he's actually been in these underground tunnels going along the entire spine of South America or Turkey or elsewhere around the world, in underground cities. He's actually been in them. They are massive, and they're all over the dang world, and they're going back tens of thousands of years. They're not just recent. And people understand this is not an anomaly. They're not just natural caves that we hollowed out. These are man-made events and places that have technology that transcends our modern technology. People don't want to accept that, do they? Right?
Well, I'd like to learn more about Jonathan Gray's work.
Just contact him at preforeus.com. I'll give you his email. He's got lots of videos and lots of material. He's actually been in these underground cities. He's in his early 80s, very healthy guy. He's been in places like in Turkey and South America and all over the world. And he's actually been in these tunnels and systems all over the place. It's mind-boggling. You know? Some of these tunnels run the entire spine of South America. That's pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. Well, people need to know the real world is much more bizarre and wonderful and also scary as hell than the world that people think. It's not boring. Reality is not boring, okay? It may shock the heck out of you or maybe seem beautiful, but it's never boring, right?
Well, reality is a lot stranger than any science fiction, that's for sure.
Well, I understand everything. I don't just understand a few things. That's why I'm especially called to release this information to the public. And that's why I do interrupt my guests, because I get to insert information, because you have to know that what you discovered is probably one of the most important things we talked about for years in this program. Because the Earth's changes, the pole shift, are actually going to terminate the New World Order. There's lots of things people can prep up. They can get generators, and they can get guns and non-gun things and food and everything. But if you're not in the right place, in the right area, we talked about this with experts on which city to not be downwind of a nuclear reactor, not on the coast, not near a fault zone, and so on. And it limits the number of places you should be. But when the Earth's changes start to happen, we're going to see superquakes everywhere. We're going to see tsunamis all over the place in the coastal areas. We're going to see supreme extreme weather. And if you're not prepared to deal with that, you're not going to survive it, are you? Right?
Well, I'm not.
Yeah.
But
well, I believe God's going
to
give us information.
Ready,
he's going to give information to people like me and my cohorts that are inside the intel agencies that are aware of these things at Space Command and else places. Because I believe God's going to intervene to actually terminate much of the so-called evil parts of the human race. The human race is already sold out to the dark side. Because you got to understand what's going on the agenda here is they weaponize the planet in terms of scalar technology in near space in the upper troposphere. They're hiding the fact that even if the new Earth changes, they're not preparing even the power grid to deal with the coronal mass ejection of the sun. If we have a coronal mass ejection like the Carrington effect of 1859, the power grid on whatever side of the Earth is aimed toward the Earth is not going to survive or even return. We have 10,000 UHF transformers in North America. We only have total world production of 200 a year, and most of them are in China. So our power grid's not coming back unless we build a different power grid with laid plasma distribution lines and new types of energy generation like tokamak fusion reactors, which I've talked about on this show, my show, for at least 12 years. People didn't realize we have options. In fact, I put a video together this week, and you can look at it, called Grace, Wisdom, and Prayer for POTUS, that's President Trump and others. I provide literally all the problems on Earth and all the solutions, including future galactic and interplanetary trade, protection of defense of Earth strategy, and dealing with the danger of AI in terms of a positive approach. People need to realize I have all of the solutions, not just some of them, in exquisite detail. And the problem is that your information here is very vital for people to start grasping. So let's talk about some of the other major things. Where do you think this is pointing to in terms of modern civilization? Are there any native peoples in the last, say, 10,000 people of the years that have actually identified, like, you know, the stones in Britain, you know, what's that, what are they called, Stonehenge? Did they point to any of these places?
Well, Stonehenge, I believe, has been dated back to about, what, about 6,000 or 7,000 years ago. But I think they need to keep doing carbon dating on any wood that they find there, because you got to figure that this goes back to the last crustal shift, maybe two crustal shifts, and undoubtedly they were using wooden poles initially, and when they rotted out, they replaced them. So it was, you know, stone only came in later. So if they keep searching for wood there at Stonehenge, they may end up finding some wooden pillars that are, you know, 14,000 years old.
Right, yeah, I think so. It's like, what is that place called? Is it Christmas Island? I'm talking about the Pacific. We have these giant
Christmas
statues.
Christmas Island. Easter Island.
Yeah. Easter Island, yeah. Easter Island, that's it. I was thinking of a feast day. Easter Island. What people need to understand is that the world that we think and the world that was is completely different, isn't it? And the most important thing, and I tell people this, is don't assume you know anything. I don't assume I know anything when I wake up in the morning. I assume I know nothing. If you have to ask better and better questions, and your questions will, when you pour that question on the water of the anomaly, on the anomaly or the paradox like what you have here, eventually the answers open up to you like a lotus flower. But it's not achieving the answer and figuring, I figured it out. It's getting better and better questions that kind of reframe the nature of what reality is and the answer of a concept or an idea. And that's the only way to actually discover the true reality and nature of the universe and our cosmos we live in, because if you have a preconceived idea, you're almost certainly going to make a mistake and screw up in terms of calculating what really is going on. And that's what's going on with our churches, our intellectual people, and our pseudo-intellectuals in the universities, our people trying to find solutions on health issues or geopolitical. They're all basically intellectually bereft of the ability to ask better questions. And I have brain exercises that I'm actually going to teach people in my videos. They're going to be in my private channel to measure IQ. People don't realize our education system is designed to actually take away your ability to use more and more of your cortex to discover higher and higher, larger super concepts. Because when a super concept gets larger across your sensor band and your consciousness, that's when you can actually perceive questions to get answers and understand the nature of reality. And the difference between a regular person and a genius is simply the size of their super concepts. That's it. There's no other qualitative difference. It's just the size of the super concepts, and it's related to stochastic, fuzzy logic, and not nonlinear mathematics. It has nothing to do with, oh my gosh, they're so much smarter and this and that. It's all a matter of the same thing with artificial intelligence, with all living things, and even AI systems are non-algorithmic. People need to start perceiving that, and the ancient peoples had a lot more knowledgeable of these things than we perceive. Didn't they?
Want to mention, Doctor, I want to add a point here that when you start asking the right questions, it gets to be a lot of fun, you know? I wake up
Exactly.
Up in the middle of the night with the answers, you know?
Well, I want you to frame two or three questions you think you haven't got an answer yet, but you're still itching you. What are they? Give me one or two questions. Go ahead.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what the mechanism is for these crustal displacements. I have yet to be convinced.
I can tell you what they are. It's a gravity wave from the sun with a coronal mass ejection. It's the same thing as a Carrington event.
Well, okay, but that doesn't explain it to me.
Well, it's the change in the Muir resistance in the rock faces occur when you hit the rock with a jig. And it's the resonant frequencies of each interface fault zone when it gets hit with a major pulse of gravity waves. Then you have a lithospheric disjunction. It's all tied to the sun. The sun triggers off Earth's moons. Interesting, eh? And galactic events. You can have a gravity wave from deep space, too.
Well, I still think the comets may play a role in some of these.
Oh, sure they do.